MashaAllah, that was very well recited by Brother Umar Mullah. Nowadays, we have all these Western type of music, there's Hollywood and Bollywood music, and there's rock and rave and rap music, and whatever other types of music that there is, which is a very filthy, dirty type of music. And the singers behind that also are also very filthy, dirty people also. That unfortunately sometimes we see our youngsters listening to these things, or even elderly people sometimes listen to them. So as an alternative true to this haram music, which is totally not permissible in Islam, these nasheeds and these nazams, these naats are very important, especially for the youngsters nowadays, that sometimes they need alternatives. They need sometimes what people might call it halal forms of entertainment. So these nazams, these nasheeds, this is very, very important for youngsters. Obviously, provided that the sometimes these nasheeds and nazams also, they also can go into the field of being not permissible, where there's music in the background and all these other things. But there is also many different alternatives. For example, like how Brother Umar now sang this nazam. These types of nazams and nasheeds for the youngsters is actually very important. If sometimes the youngsters, as they're driving around in the cars, they would like to play some nazam or nasheed, these types of nazams and nasheeds are very important to give them a halal alternative, something where they stay away from the haram types of music that is out there. Next up, inshallah, we'll be having a Q&A session specifically aimed at any concerns or any questions that the youth may have. The youth generally have a lot of questions sometimes. Sometimes they have doubts. Sometimes there's confusion in their mind. And we get these type of questions all the time coming to us at the Jamiatul Ulama KZN. And this is very important for the youngsters to ask these type of questions. Because if they do not ask the type of questions from the right ulama or from the right muftis, unfortunately sometimes you go up onto Mufti Google and then thereafter you end up onto the wrong websites. There are many websites that are masquerading as actually Islamic websites. It might look as if it's an Islamic website, but it's an un-Islamic website. Or it might be a website that is not agreed upon by our ulama, where people are just answering questions and answers, and they're giving the wrong answers also. So that is why it's very important nowadays to choose who you get your Islamic knowledge from. It's very important to choose the right scholars, otherwise you will be misguided if you take the information from the wrong scholars. So inshallah we will have a short Q&A session, where if any of the youth, as I've given out the SMS number, and we have this SMS and WhatsApp service, the number that I've given is the same number, which is 082-831-5085. This SMS number, or this WhatsApp number that I've given you, where you can send your Q&As to, it's also our Jamiat WhatsApp service that we send out Q&As every day. We, whatever Q&As, whatever questions we receive at the office, we send one a day, or we send articles out every day on the topic of Islam, and we also post them up onto our website, which is www.jamiat.org.za. We have a Twitter account, Jamiat KZN. This is all to try to combat, to try to provide an authentic source of Islamic information. Unfortunately, when youth go on and they want to find some answers, they will just go on to Google and they will search for the answer, and whatever the first website comes up, they will go on to that. Sometimes that website might be a Shia website, for example, or it might be some website which is not agreed upon by our ulama, and the youngster does not know that this website is not a proper Islamic, it's not an authentic Islamic website. So by us trying to establish a website at the Jamiat KZN, we are trying to provide an authentic source of Islamic information. If anybody wants Islamic information, he can go onto the Jamiat website and he can see a source of Islamic information, authentic Islamic information that has been vetted by the ulama. So inshallah, next up we will have a Q&A session. Mufti Ismail Basa is one of the muftis at the Jamiat. Mufti Musa Saleh is also another mufti at the Jamiat. He is not able to attend today as his father is unwell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa. So inshallah, Mufti Basa will answer these questions. And as I said, any of the youth, you can stand up, you can ask a question, you can write it down on a page, send it to the front, or you can SMS it through or WhatsApp it through. We will try to answer as many questions before inshallah, before the end of the program. We have inshallah about 15 or 20 minutes to answer these questions. The balance of the questions, inshallah, it can be forwarded to us at the Jamiat offices. You can email it through to fatwa@jamiat.org.za or mufti@jamiat.org.za, and inshallah, our muftis will reply to those questions.